We turn now to a self-declared country that no government in the world formally recognizes and few people have even heard of.
It's Transnistria. A little spot of heaven between Ukraine and Moldova, close to the Black Sea. About 500,000 people live there.
And they want to join Russia, even though Russia is more than 600 miles away. NPR's Emily Harris went to explore.
Transnistria has been a bit out of sync from the beginning. It was once a part of the former Soviet Republic of Moldova, but in 1991, as the Soviet Union was collapsing, Transnistria voted to join the USSR. 15 years later, it's still trying. A few days before the referendum on continuing to pursue unification with Russia, 18-year-old Igor Buryak surveyed potential voters for a government youth organization. He asked people on the street if they planned to vote, then ran through a series of politically loaded questions, including, are you aware that peace in Transnistria is secured by Russia, that Russia pays salaries and pensions in Transnistria and supports Transnistria internationally? 90-year-old Anya Pali knew all that, and she knew very well how she was going to vote. Yes, for Russia.
I like it that way. I want it that way. I don't need a reason if I am more than certain that 100% of people have the same opinion. Yes, yes, and only yes.
Not quite everyone. Only 97.1% of voters supported uniting with Russia. One young man who voted no wanted to meet in a park. He asked not to give his name because he feared persecution for his views.
Here is MGB. It's like KGB in the former Soviet Union. They try to catch anybody who says something against Transnistria. I don't feel free about this, about what I'm saying, because it's dangerous here.
He says he's been detained the previous times he's met with Americans. But this is not quite the USSR. Transnistrians are free to travel if they have a passport from a recognized country. Many Transnistria residents cross the internal border with Moldova regularly. They have to show documents and open their trunks for inspection. But guards are selective. Over the past decade, Transnistria has gained a reputation as a black hole of smuggling. The biggest moneymaker appears to be
chicken meat.
That's right, chicken meat. Antti Hartikainen is deputy head of a European Union mission to help Moldova and Ukraine crack down on smuggling through Transnistria.
It's coming from the United States, partly, and partly from Europe. When they first fully legally imported chicken meat to Transnistria, then later on they smuggled it to Ukraine and Moldova. And this way they make profit.
No one is quite sure where that money is going, but most observers suspect that powerful people are getting rich in Transnistria, Moldova, Ukraine, and Russia, and that those money interests are part of why this strange status quo drags on. The other reason is geopolitical. 1,200 Russian troops are still stationed in Transnistria. Moscow says they're there to keep the peace. But despite Russia's military, political, and economic support, it has not recognized Transnistria as a country. Western diplomats say Moscow is maintaining its influence where it can while keeping its options open. 21-year-old Nadia Zhelev says she wants close ties with Russia because it helped Transnistria in the brief but intense fighting with Moldova in 1992.
But I remember that I was very young and that there was war and that my father took part in this war and that we were afraid that our house would be burned and we were afraid for his life. And probably this is the only reason, but I dislike Moldova at all.
Transnistria authorities claim that after more than 14 years of separation from Moldova, there's a new identity emerging of a Transnistrian people. At the end of a rally before the referendum, little girls in white and pink outfits sang a song about that. We are children of Transnistria, they sang, building a country tomorrow. Emily Harris, NPR News, Transnistria.
Thank you.